Start.
Movement.
Speak.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim.
I am a Muslim.
Islamite.
Islamite.
Allah my Lord.
Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. A very warm welcome to Youth Station. This is Zainab and I have with me my co-host
Asma.
Asma, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
How are you?
Fine.
Now since you're with me, you're doing well.
Of course, yes. Now that I'm meeting you, I am exhilarating.
Same here. Thank you so much for being with me. Well, Asma, I always like to please you.
Thank you.
I want to make
a, and I would take that to heart.
I want to make a place in everybody's heart.
You so have made good? Already so much of places in everyone's heart.
Alhamdulillah. But Asma, let's discuss the same thing. Is it always good to have this mentality that I want to penetrate into other people's hearts? I want to be dominant. I want to how?
Yeah, I get what you want. Yes,
know?
I get what you want to say. So, well, yeah. Let's have it from the very beginning that there are two groups of people
right.
who do this. Some people do it consciously and some people happen to have it unconsciously.
Okay.
The second group are my favorite one because they do not aim for that. They do not try for that. Mostly they have a gift from God that has given them
okay.
that whatever they say or whatever they do, they have been loved by other people.
Yeah.
And I will give you examples for that. And let me just talk about the first group.
Yeah, sure.
There are some other groups that I don't know if you had such classmates or not, but through the time that I studied, whether it be university or before that at a school or high school or whatever, there are some people who would love to be the dominating figure everywhere.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
They do all in their power to get other people under their domination.
I understand.
This domination is awful.
Okay.
I hate it because it is...
fake?
It's fake and it's not in a good manner.
Yeah.
Mostly when people do something for a personal reason, it does not turn out to be a good thing.
Yeah.
But that's why I mentioned consciously and unconsciously. And
okay.
there are some other people, without doing anything, they are just loved by other people. And whatever they say, that will get into the core of your heart.
Yes.
So I guess this is a gift and a blessing that God gives you. And the other people who try to get into that through spending money, through buying people, through, I don't know, using unkind methods, those are fake and they're not going to dominate people. After all, their true face is going to be revealed.
Yeah. So you categorized them and then you told us the difference between the two groups. Well, let's discuss more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
There's this heat for this discussion. We'll be back.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
Welcome back. You're listening to Youth Station. I'm Zainab and I have Asma with me and we're talking
about... Yes, welcome back.
We're talking about...
We're talking about ruling the heart.
Yes. Have you ever tried to please someone?
Please someone, based on my characteristics, I would say that I'm a person who many times would like to please people. I know this is not a good thing.
Okay.
But I do it out of kindness. I do not...
That's a good thing.
Which is, I guess, a good thing. I do it usually out of sympathy, out of kindness, out of, let's put it mere sympathy.
I don't think there's anyone on this earth who would not like to please others.
Yeah,
would
yeah.
not want others to be like, I don't have seen people who want others to be unhappy with them.
No, you know what you mean? What you exactly see, pleasing people is not a good thing. But when you are loved by others, mm-hmm. this is a totally different thing, which is a good thing that everyone loves to have, you know?
Okay.
When I enter the house, I would love everyone to love me.
Okay.
When I go to school, I would love everyone to love me. This is a good thing. When you come to your work, you would love, everyone would be interested. I love the audience to love me. So okay. this is a thing that would happen to everyone.
It does happen, but I want to say, because as for many, many psychologists, mm-hmm. you can't please everyone.
Yes, of course.
Because you'll end up in a disastrous state, yeah. a disastrous mm-hmm. mental state, because it's really impossible to please everyone around. As per Imam Ali alayhi salam, there will be a day in your favor and there will be a day against you. Yeah. Are you prepared for the day that's against mm-hmm. you? I mean, I have not all the hurts yeah. I have had in my life, all the heartbreaks I have had in my life were because of my expectations, were because I didn't live this hadith before. I was not prepared for the day that was against me.
Yeah.
I have always been prepared for the day that was in my favor.
Yeah, I guess, see, Zainab, what we are talking about right now is mostly circling around the very fact that we do not have any disagreement in here that we all love to be loved by others.
We all love to be loved by others.
Yes.
We all want to rule hearts.
Yes, we want to rule hearts.
So is it a good thing or a bad thing? We discussed that.
Yeah.
In what context it's a good thing and mm-hmm. in what context it's going to end to disastrous for you.
Yeah.
We talked about that. We said, like, you have to be ready for a day that's against you.
What happens that some people get to a point, reach a point, that they are loved by everyone, though we know that it is not very easy to be loved by everyone because, after all, you're a human being and chances that you might say something that is not pleasing to some people, that is going to hurt some people. So how is it that some people, that we have seen it in history and we have seen it in our narrations, that there are some creatures that they are loved by other people and they sort of rule the hearts of other people? Like Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, totally, yeah. as you consider them, they have been ruling the heart.
Yes.
Now Imam Ali alayhi salam is the symbol of justice. So he might have said something that is not pleasing for too many people.
Yeah.
Still, deep down, even those people felt that he is ruling their heart as well.
Yeah, in the contemporary world, mm-hmm. you take me back to Martyr Qasim Soleimani.
Yeah, that is very
who
true.
Who rules
yeah.
the hearts even today, who was loved mm-hmm. when he was martyred. Many, many more people who didn't even know him. I mean, I wrote a poem. I wrote my first poem for him.
Yeah.
And I got to know him more after he was martyred, actually. So, yes, people can rule hearts even when they're martyred or even when they don't exist.
So how they get it to that point?
It's because of sincerity. Uh-huh. It's because of the submission to Allah, mm-hmm. you know. When you submit yourself to human beings,
yeah.
they'll push you back so hard. They will punch on your face
yes.
so hard.
Yes.
And not physically.
I know what you mean. A mental breakdown.
You will get so broken down because
spiritual
you're submitting
fall.
To people. You're submitting to
yeah.
people. And people are meant to forget things. Mm-hmm. When did you do things for me? Why? I didn't tell you to be kind
yeah,
with me.
Yeah, I didn't ask you to.
I didn't ask you to be. You know, you'll actually get these answers from people. But what I'm trying to say over here is that
when you do
submission
something
to
for Allah, yeah.
Even you remind me of one of the hadiths, Hadith Qudsi. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, show me the way of life. Give me some steps of the way mm-hmm. of life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says him some steps, go this. I'll just shorten it up. He says one of the points you'll reach, you'll find a jewelry box. Mm-hmm. Go and just dig it up once and then it's not none of your concern what happens with that box and just move on your way. He goes and finds a jewelry box. He finds it that's very, very precious and then he digs it up. Then he moves from that place and he hears a sound and then when he looks back, he sees that he dug that thing but it came out again. Then when he goes back to Allah and asks the meaning, what was the meaning of this thing? What was the reason behind? He says that all those jewels were your good deeds, was your kindness.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to dig it up. Don't show off.
Uh-huh, don't look back.
I'm the one who's going to take it back again.
Yeah, that's very nice.
So Hazrat Musa alayhi salam is telling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, teach me the way of life. Yeah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, while teaching him the way of life, tells him, be kind, but don't express, I'm kind.
Don't have expectations. Do not look back every now and then to person is going to do for you in return.
Do not expect for a return of price. Just dig it up.
Yeah, just dig it up.
You did kindness and just forget it.
That was very beautiful, Zina.
I'm the one who's going to take that out. Yeah. And that was a jewel box. I was Allah subhanahu. You see, Mate Qasim Soleimani never came to people and told them, see, I'm providing you the security. I'm the one who's providing you security on Arbaeen, or like, I'm the one who's this, who's that. Now, after he's martyred, you get to know how kind he had been.
How many things he have done.
I was just translating one of his very small, a very small note. It was one of the soldiers from the same forces. He said that it was a rule in Syria, like whenever we would get these takfiri forces would evacuate a house, these will become the residential places for the resistance forces. In those houses, there were all facilities. The house is left vacant by the takfiri forces. Yeah. And then I was going after Haji, and I was saying, where is Haji? And then I saw Mata Kazimi there, Hadi Kazimi, and I told him, is Haji inside? He said that he is inside the house. He says, I went here and there. I looked everywhere. I found him nowhere. Then I came back and I told him, are you kidding me? He's not there. I didn't find him anywhere. So he tells him, do you see the tent in the yard? Tent erected in the yard, he's staying inside. And then he says, I was amazed. He could have used the house with all facilities, but then he was staying in a tent in the yard. Mm-hmm. And that was his command place. I mean, he was the head of the forces over there.
Yeah.
Not just, so he says he was so much concerned about the Sharia laws. He was so much...
Not to break any little rule that's been done by Allah.
Even like otherwise it said everything is fair in love and war. Have you heard that?
Yeah, it's so common. Which is very beautiful.
But no, we see Mate Soleimani is respecting all Sharia laws, all very, very minute, small, big things, submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, actually. So that's how you will rule hearts.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, yes,
you mean that technically obedience of Allah, being a true obedient of Allah, is going
submitting
to help you into that road where you reach the point that people...
He says, forget it.
Yeah.
Do it with sincerity. Yeah. Do it for him, basically.
In Persian language, we say that, do it and throw it in the river.
And we
and
say,
Allah would give you the return.
We say, neki kar darya mein dal, which means do good and throw it in the river.
So the same as us.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Right. Okay, so that's it, yeah. And it's very truthfully put that when you wish to get into the heart of people, you have to be truly the truthful obedient of Allah. And there is no other way for it. We see that there are many people who want to dominate other people, but they are doing that for personal reasons.
Yes.
These people are not going to find peace themselves, and they're not going to create any peace for other people. But those who have it unconsciously.
Yes.
But those who try for it, who have been truthful throughout
and
their lifetime.
And doing it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know? Actually expect reward from Allah. Don't expect reward from people. The more you expect reward from people, you'll get hurt so bad, bad, that you can't even imagine to come out of that mental and emotional state. Since I've experienced all these things, I'm not saying these things today because I have been like this all the time. No, I have been trying to please people throughout my life, and I got so hurt. I got so much struck mentally. And then I came to know my husband talked to me seriously, and they told me, like, you know, even Allah says to his prophet in Quran, don't be so kind with them people. You did your job, that's okay, then leave upon me. Don't be so kind.
Yeah, the rest
kind.
Is
so,
my know, duty.
Sometimes is yeah, you have to submit
so
for Allah.
So lower down, what Zainab was trying to say is actually lower down your expectations, be truthful to Allah, do all the things you have to do as a real human, Muslim human being, and then Allah would reward you.
Exactly.
And the reward is going to be a domination of the heart. You are going to rule the heart of other creatures.
Yes, and with that, we're running out of time. Thank you so much,
like
Asma,
always,
for...
when we're together, we run out of time.
Thank you so much, Asma, for providing
thank
the summary.
You,
thank you so much, dear listeners, for being with us. Mm-hmm. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.